This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Thursday. Boy, the week is suddenly accelerating. A lot of people trying to get a lot of things done between here and the holidays. Really starts next week, 6 days from Christmas and Hanukkah that line up on the same day this year. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Just a note, we got you covered with this Amazon story. There are picketing lines going on around the country, including near the airport.
Yes, in Imperial, Larry, there are Teamsters members that are walking a picket line right now. Art Tamira Rush will be heading that way. And the question that I would have is that this is a big warehouse out in a facility out in Imperial. Wonder how many of the employees are Teamsters members. How many are going to ignore the picket line and just go to work anyway? This is the central issue, I would think, about whether or not the Teamsters are going to have any leverage before Christmas.
And we'll keep you posted on that story. Again, Tamira Rush will be reporting for us here on what's going on with Amazon. Meanwhile, speaking of reporting, Paul Goff is the best at the Pittsburgh Business Times and joins us. One of the huge stories for us in this region has been the possibility of Nippon and U.S. Steel coming together for a deal, but it seems unlikely. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So a week ago, I had the opportunity face-to-face to meet with the vice chairman of Nippon, Takahiro More, who I know you're familiar with as well, and just find out what is the opposition to a deal getting done from our government, because Joe Biden and then Kamala Harris when she ran, then Donald Trump all said, don't want the deal to happen. What do you know? What's happening?
Well, you've lined it up perfectly. It's definitely something where a lot of people on all sides of the political spectrum are weighing in. It's not over yet. There was a Chris DeLuzio, a representative from Pittsburgh, congressman, joined a letter to President Biden, I believe it was 2 days ago, asking to have the deal squashed. At the same time, the mayors of Braddock, North Braddock, West Mifflin, and Clairton are trying to support the deal. And we're at a rally last week, and then also sent a letter to the government, to CFIUS, which is the agency, the committee, I suppose, that is going to try to decide whether there are national security implications to this deal.
Paul, I'm curious to know if you have any idea, I know probably not specific numbers, but if you have any idea, what percentage of the union USW workers are now in favor of this deal, and what was the turnout like at that rally?
There were several hundred. I heard an estimate of about 400 employees. Now, you can tell the union employees from the non-union employees because they wear orange hats. So when you see them in the workplace or at this rally, they were wearing orange hats. It was probably half at least that were union. And that was much more, I think, just from my observation, than in September when U.S. Steel held a rally at the base of the tower there in downtown Pittsburgh to support the deal. I think what's happening is that the local union leaders are in support of the deal, the international, not so much, and there are different concerns about it from each angle. Because you'd think, oh, well, the union, they're all on the same side. They are on the same side, but they have different opinions of what should happen.
Well, I think what's absolutely certain here in our region, particularly the Mon Valley, is U.S. Steel a few years ago passed on their own company to help the infrastructure, and they invested the money south. Nippon is promising to bring back the headquarters from Houston of U.S. Steel. They're promising to put $1.2 billion in infrastructure in the Mon Valley. And if they do that, they'll provide more opportunities for jobs, and it could be a turning point for the region. So I get why the region here is certainly supportive. I don't understand what their quote-unquote security concerns are with Japan. This isn't China. This is a great ally and not an adversary. So why not?
Yeah, all that of what you said is definitely what U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel and some government officials and lawmakers are saying. The other side with the union, with the international union, the Pittsburgh-based top leadership of USW, I don't think they have a long memory in terms of what Japan did to the steel industry in the United States in the 70s and 80s. And obviously we here in Pittsburgh that remember that probably also have some memories of that. And they're also concerned because what Nippon Steel's their market action of potentially dumping steel at low prices in the United States. I think those are things that they're concerned about.
Yeah, they had subsidies, and you're right. I talked to some retired U.S. Steel executives, and that was the case. But it's a whole new world now. So we'll see what happens moving forward. Before you go, Paul, I know you also wrote about the challenges in the healthcare industry and some closures, and in particular of something that's been an iconic place in the region.
Well, yeah, I mean, Sharon Regional Medical Center is going to... there's a what they call a war notice. So the company has, which is bankrupt, has announced after months and months that it plans to close Sharon Regional Medical Center, which is in Mercer County, north of us here in Pittsburgh. And, you know, that it's not over yet. The governor's office told me last night that they were thinking or trying to figure out a way to have another buyer. And we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be January 6th is when the closure is supposed to happen. And the other hospital systems around the area, UPMC, AHN among them, are trying to figure out what they're going to do to handle the load of patients.
Yeah, I mean, it creates a, you know, we've heard food desert and food insecurity. It creates some challenges for the people in that region, certainly, to have access. Read all about it in the Pittsburgh Business Times, Paul Goff. Probably the last time we'll talk this year. Appreciate when you join us on the Big K Morning Show. Thank you, and great holidays ahead, and Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you too, and Merry Christmas, and Happy Holidays.